Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we are still exploring the teachings on the subject of managing your health. And this honestly, like I said before, it all comes together as far as managing our time. It's important for us to, first of all, be able to manage our health so we can manage our time. Because think about it, when we're sick, when we're not feeling good, all we care about to do is take care of ourselves to get better. Or we're just focused on that and we're not really productive in other areas of our lives until we feel better. So this is one of those important things that we have to make a priority in our lives in order to manage our time, is to be healthy or to do the best we can to stay healthy and take preventive measures. And I think we've had three teachings so far on that. And I started with going over how important and crucial it is to get enough rest. And then the second thing I talked about was the benefits of eating the right food and drinking water. And during my last teaching, I talked about the benefits of exercise. So this is one of those things that these have to be a vital, important part of our everyday lives and things that we should not neglect. Granted, there are times that we fall off the wagon and because we get so busy with something that's going on in our lives, but as soon as we can, we should get back on the schedule. And the reason I say that, I want to talk to you guys about the importance of making important things first and then focusing on less important things. And I want to refer to this book, which I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard. It's a very popular book. It's written by the author Stephen Covey. And the name of the book, which has been written for a while, it's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So what Stephen talks about in this book is the example that he uses of big rock and small rocks. So it talks about, you know, having a glass jar and then you're given a bunch of big rocks and then a lot of pebbles and small rock, and you're asked to fill the jar. And the idea is to put the big rocks in first, and then you can fit in the small rocks or the pebbles on top of it. Because if you do the opposite, if you put the small rocks in first or the pebbles, you won't be able to fit in the big rocks. So this is an example of our life. So the big rocks are the important things that we should do, and then the small rocks would kind of fit in between those things. But if you do the small things first, you won't be able to do the more important urgent things that are really important that we need to take care of. So if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend getting it and reading it. He does a great job of exploring, you know, the habits that highly effective people should have and that they can build. And he gives tools and how to go about that. So having said that, the first thing that I went over as far as managing our time was our health again. So that's definitely a big rock, and somehow you got to fit it in your schedule. The best way, I think, is to, although it's not doable for everybody, everybody has a different schedule, but if you can do this, take care of your health, for example, your exercise routine early in the morning when you get up, you kind of get it out of the way. But like I said, it's not possible for everybody, so do what best fits in your schedule, but definitely calendar it. Definitely put it on your calendar. Start with 3 times a week, maybe 30 minutes each time. Start if you, and again, this is all personal. You know what kind of exercise you can start with gradually that you would like and enjoy, something that would benefit you. You can start by walking if you've never done any exercises. I'm sure most of you have done some kind of exercise. So now whatever fits your need, put that on your schedule. And that's a big rock that you need to take care of. And as far as resting, again, you got to block off time to rest and turn everything off and get off watching TV or social media and all that and go to bed at a certain time. So you're getting a minimum of 6 to 8 hours of sleep every night, and then drinking water. Start by, if you're not really a water drinker, start by little and start gradually increasing it and replace it. If you're drinking sodas or too much caffeine, carbonated drinks, replace it with just pure clean water. Gradually decrease the wrong ones and gradually increase the right ones. And that's how you're going to be able to do it. So those are definitely your big rocks. And one thing that I want to finish this part of the teaching as far as goal setting and managing our time, which has to do with our health, I want to finish it with The attitude of our mind has a great role to play in our health. So, you know, you've heard of people who have, let's say, eaten really great food, great clean food, and they've exercised and they look in the best shape that they can ever be. And everything looks like they're doing everything right. And all of a sudden you hear they're sick and you're like, wow, how can that be? I thought they were doing everything right. Or they're suffering some kind of condition, or they even die. And it makes you think, well, if they did everything right, you know, why, if they were taking care of their health, they were eating and sleeping and exercising, why did this happen? And that's not to mention that some things, you know, they just happen and there's no explanation for it. But one possible explanation in some cases might be the attitude of the mind, the emotions that people have, okay? So if you say, if you do all the right things, but you're emotions if they're not healthy, if you're suffering from some kind of stress all the time and anxiety, and you're worried or you get angry or you have bitterness in your heart and you harbor those things instead of finding a way to deal with them, that can cause you know, damage to our physical health. So there's definitely a relationship, and it's scientifically proven there's a relationship between our emotional health and our physical health, and it's something that cannot be taken for granted. So we can't just say, hey, I exercise, I eat right, I get enough sleep, I should be healthy. Well, not if you're anxious and you're concerned and you're worried all the time. You know, that can cause problems for your physical health as well. So there's definitely a relationship. And I want to let you know, where you might say, well, you know, life is hard and I have no choice. And if I was dealt a good hand, then I wouldn't be worried. But I have to deal with all these problems and issues in my life. And that's what causes me stress or anxiety. So let's see what the Bible has to say about that. I mean, obviously, God knew the kind of world that we're going to live in. And let's see if he provided scripture or his wisdom that would help us with that. So I want to read you guys a few verses. I'm going to start with Proverbs 3:7-8. And this verse goes like this. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. So one way of not imposing stress on ourselves is to honor God with his word and do our best not to give in to sin, because apparently sin causes us stress. So we got to find out what sin is, right? What the Bible describes sin. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So what's another way of dealing with stress? Go before God. Go before God and tell God and talk to him and let him know, this is what I'm dealing with and I need help. What do I do? I don't know how to solve this problem, or I don't have what it takes. And cast your care on the Lord, because he cares for you. The Bible says that. It says, cast all your care on him. So we're supposed to be continually praying, right? And another scripture that I would like to share is Proverbs 17:22. And that says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Apparently, and when a spirit is crushed, when we're downcast and upset and angry, and if we continually do that a lot, it can actually affect our bones, right? Our bone density. But what does it say? The opposite is saying, a cheerful heart is good medicine, which means it's going to produce things in your body that will take care of the things in your body that are not supposed to be there. You may not even know what's going on, but if you're happy, your body will go into a mode of healing itself much faster and easier. And you might say, well, I would be happy if everything in my life was working out good and it was the way I wanted it to be. Well, guess what? That, unfortunately, in this world, that's not the case. We're all going through some kind of trial. Sometimes we have rest and life is good, but then before you know it, another trial hits us, right? And we have to go through some. And that's okay, because you're not living this life alone. That's when you pray. That's when you ask God for wisdom and for help. And whatever God puts in your heart, or seek the wisdom of other mature Christians who know scripture, and talk to some people. You know, don't keep everything to yourself. Don't be so secretive and thinking, I can manage my own life, I don't need anybody. You basically need to find some people that you can trust and that are sane and that follow and know the word of God and that they can help you. And there's plenty of them out there, trust me. So once you have that kind of relationship where you can, you know, talk to someone else and most importantly, first talk to God, and then say, Lord, your word says for me not to be anxious. So I'm going to stop being anxious about this. I've done everything I can. I cast my care on you. You tell me what you want me to do next. You guide and lead and direct me. But other than that, I'm letting it go. And then go do something fun. Okay. Just go enjoy whatever blessing God has put in your life. Go for a walk with a friend, go ride a bike, go to a park, go take a friend out to a movie or to dinner. Pretend you don't have that problem for whatever, a couple hours a day, you know, plan something on the weekend as if you don't have that problem and enjoy your life. You might say, well, I feel guilty. Well, I mean, how is that going to help you? How is that going to help you solve your problem? Don't feel guilty. You've done what you can. You prayed, you've given it to God. Now go enjoy your life. Because guess what? When you do that, when you're giving your mind a break from constantly being anxious and worried, the feelings that you create that are being created in your body are going to heal your body. It's like a medicine. That's what the Word of God says. So that's really my last piece of advice for this part of time management, which is one of the big rocks, which is health management. And we're going to still continue with this teaching, but we're done as far as taking care of our health and making that one of the big rocks. And we're going to go on exploring the other areas of my life and setting goals for those areas. So until then, enjoy your life. Don't be anxious, and God be with you, and God bless you.